Blog Talk Radio.
This episode is brought to you by the Brain Injury Association of America. The BIAA's mission is to advance awareness, research, treatment, education, and to improve the quality of life for all people affected by brain injury. They are dedicated to increasing access to quality health care and raising awareness and understanding of brain injury. You can learn more about them at BIAA.org. The opinions stated in this podcast are my own and not necessarily the opinions of the Brain Injury Association. Hello, everyone. I'm Amy Zalmer, and you're listening to Faces of TBI, a podcast series for survivors by survivors, raising awareness about traumatic brain injury one podcast at a time. Those of you who may not know who I am a TBI survivor from a fall on the ice in 2014. I'm a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, and I volunteer on the Brain Injury Association of America's Advisory Council. I also recently released my first book, Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury, Finding the Road Back to Normal. You can learn more about me at facesoftbi.com, and you can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Amy Zalmer. Today we are talking with Sean Blodgett, and we're going to talk about his journey after receiving multiple concussions over a short period of time. Sean specializes in relaxation and de-stressing therapy, as well as working with individuals with chronic, hard-to-resolve issues. He has completed extensive training in Esogetics Holistic Medicine and Kirlian Energy Emission Analysis, completed various levels of training in Body Talk Access, Access Consciousness, Complex Homeopathy, and Ayurvedic Medicine. Additionally, Sean is a regular guest speaker on the topic of isogenic color puncture at Anoka Ramsey Community College for the Nursing and Holistic Health degree programs. And from 2013 to 2015, he was an instructor at Normandale College, teaching classes on holistic health and wellness. In 2014, he was invited and held workshops for the state of Minnesota's Department of Administration on the topic of natural stress release for the busy professional during their stress quest. So, Sean, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here. Thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm very much looking forward to chatting with you today. And really just kind of diving into how does somebody who himself is a healer help himself heal after receiving multiple concussions. So, Sean, why don't you give our listeners a little bit of background about what you do?
Okay. Well, I've been in the holistic health profession now for about 8 years. I started out my journey in Esogetics Holistic Medicine, specializing in color puncture, and then just started taking more and more classes and learning more and more things, and found that I really enjoyed working with the busy professional that has a lot of stress in their life and needed simple, easy ways to titrate that stress out of their body so this way they could continue being CEOs for companies and being salespeople and all that kind of stuff without going bonkers. And then it was back in, I want to say like 2011, 2012, I started having my car accidents. And thankfully, I had a lot of tools available to myself to start actually working on that from a natural means. Because from my understanding, the allopathic system doesn't really have a lot of tools in its belt to help brain injuries and concussions and TBI and all that kind of stuff. Pretty much what I was told is, well, just rest and relax. And I'm like, well, that's not acceptable to me because I have to run my company and I have clients that depend on me. So.
Right. So why don't you elaborate a little bit more on what you just said about how our system doesn't have the ability to treat a TBI?
Yeah, so from the little bit that I understand in the allopathic side is they don't really know a lot about the brain. They're learning more and more as time goes on, but from the allopathic system, they're like, here, take this particular drug, this will help. From my standpoint, I'm always like, well, how can I get the body to heal itself? How can I get it to repair and do what it's supposed to do? And that's be its optimal machine. And it was very hard for me because when I had my concussion from my second accident, it was very hard for me to think, and which was tough because I'm like, okay, I know I have all these tools available to me, but I'm like, where do I start? And it gave me a really, really good opportunity then to really start looking at what I had available to me and start being able to apply those therapies to myself to get myself back into a healthy state.
So why don't we kind of back up just a step, and how many concussions did you have? You said you had multiple car accidents over like a 1 or 2 year period of time.
So
give us a little background on that.
Yep. So my first car accident, I forgot to pull this up. where did I put that? Because I actually have it all typed out in the dates and everything like that. So, but basically my first car accident, I want to say was on November 30th. That one, I was just going through an intersection and this lady, she stopped at the red light, decided that she wanted to turn right on the red, and slammed right into me while I was crossing through the intersection and I had the green light. Now that one wasn't too bad. It kind of twisted my spine and I started seeing a chiropractor and we started getting that stuff out, no problem. And then about 2 weeks later, I want to say that was on December 16th, I just got done with a chiropractic and a massage appointment and I was heading to one of the stores here in the Twin Cities to go pick up Tramiel because that's really good for like nerve pain and after accidents and all that kind of stuff, and was going there and I was at a yield sign and the person behind me thought I was going to go and slammed right into the back of me. And that's actually when I had my very first concussion. And I felt the back of my head snap. And then the front of my brain hit the inside of my skull. And I pull over to the side of the road. I feel like I'm going to puke and I'm like just kind of twitching all over the place. I'm like, what the hell just happened? I'm like, oh my God. And I'm just like, completely distraught. I call my partner and he comes and picks me up and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I just need some Tramiel. And, you know, I said I was doing fairly decent at this time. And I walk into the grocery store to go get this Tramiel and everybody's just kind of looking at me and they're like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just need some Tramiel. And get out of the store, get home. And I was just extremely tired and all this kind of stuff. Saw the chiropractor again the next day. Come to find out that I had some type of concussion, brain injury type thing going on. Noticed that I would try to move in one direction, like my arm in one direction, and it didn't want to go exactly how I planned on it going, or like my gait was all off. And it was just very, very weird. And then about 2 weeks after that accident, I have a third car accident. And so at this point, I'm in a neck brace, going to a massage appointment, and I'm exiting to get onto Highway 94. And one of the brand new tires that I just had put on my car like about 2 or 3 days before this imploded. And I lose control of the car. This is the front driver's side tire. And I start whipping around 360 degrees because this is in the middle of a snowstorm. And somehow got control of my car and slammed right into a guardrail. And then the car ends up facing traffic. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Now, thankfully, a tow truck driver, he pulls over to the side of the road. He's like, "Hey, I'll block off traffic so you can get your car turned around, and there's a gas station right up there." And I get out of the car, and he's just looking at me like, "Oh my God," because I'm already in the neck brace and everything like that. And I look down, and the tire's imploded. I'm like, "Oh my God." And then I call the insurance company, and I'm like, "Yeah, I just had another car accident. I think I need a tow truck." And they're like, "There's nothing we can do to help you." And I'm just like, that's the worst thing that you want to hear after having a car accident, let alone multiple car accidents, and you're, not feeling your greatest, and you're like, "I don't know what the hell's going on." And they're like, "Yeah, you got to figure all this out on your own, and we're not going to help you," and all that kind of stuff. And so somehow get the car home. Andre came and picked me up, and we take the car home, and I end up sleeping some more and called the massage person. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna make it in. I had another car accident." And
Cool. At what
so,
point do you just not get back in the car ever again?
well,
Oh
and
my gosh.
that, yeah, a lot of my friends were, kind of joking, and I do a lot of stuff in the energy work community and the metaphysical community and everything like that, and all these people are like, "You must be cursed, or you must be working through some karma, or you have some bad juju around you or something." And I'm just like, that's actually one of the worst things to hear, because I'm like, "No, I'm a really good person," and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, but then I'm like, "Well, did I do something wrong? Am I being punished by the universe?" And because I had so many all back to back to back. And then it was probably about 10 months after my last car accident, I had another car accident. I was in Uptown, and this lady slammed right into the front of my car. And I'm just like, "Oh my God." And that there re-aggravated all of the previous symptoms, because it twitched out the C1 atlas joint, and that's where it popped in the second car accident. So that triggered the memory of that second car accident and the concussion and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, "Oh my God." And so everything just kind of spiraled together. Now, thankfully, eventually I went to a Vedic astrologer. And this Vedic astrologer, he's like, "Wow, yeah, you've had a lot of car accidents." He's like, "I can see that you had some stuff going on during this particular period." He's like, "Did you know that you're in what's called the Satsati?" And the Satsati in Western astrology is called the Saturn return. And it was my second Saturn return in my life. And in Ayurvedic medicine, they call it the feared 7.5 years. In the tarot, it would almost be kind of like the tower card. And everything kind of collapses. Your life goes to hell in a handbasket, and you're lucky to come out the other side. So that's actually what I was going through. And once I found that out, that it was something, that was kind of predestined for me to experience, to help me along my particular life path, then it helped to empower me and know that, okay, this is something that I planned on. And seeing that I knew that it was something that I planned on before even coming into this life, that I could actually heal through this. I could, before all of this, I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna do my best. I'm gonna, try to get back to where I was." But everybody was saying, "Yeah, you're going to be depressed. Yeah, your life is going to suck. Yeah, all this kind of stuff is going to be really crappy." And I'm just like, I don't accept that. And but at the same time, when you keep hearing that, it's like, "Oh my God," I'm like, "Am I actually going to make it through this?" So, and then
And
finding out that.
well, I was just going to say, that's like with me and my accident when I fell. I had just turned a corner in my life where things were finally starting to pick back up because I'd gone through some really crummy stuff. And then I fell and I was like, what the hell? And I knew in that moment that it happened for a reason, but it took me a year to figure out what that reason was. And that reason ended up being, that I meant to carry this message and help other people going through TBI and help educate the masses on what it is, and doing this podcast. And so, you know, it is. It's like everything does kind of happen for a reason. And I know some people really hate that statement, but I really believe in it. And, you know, you were meant to go through this. And, it, you know, it, as sucky as it is, there's a reason. And you're meant to help other people because of your experience, especially
right.
in your healing work. You've experienced
right.
it. So now you can help other people with it. So, you know, as sucky as it can be at the time, it's just like once you get through that part of it and you make that realization, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, I can get through this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and now looking back at this, I mean, for me, it was a really awesome opportunity to be able to go through this because it is such a traumatic thing and there's so much stigma, particularly in the holistic health and wellness and metaphysical communities that around accidents and stuff like that. And it's like, if I wouldn't have went through this, there are so many little nuances that you're never really taught in different classes and all that kind of stuff of how to heal from this. Because one of the biggest things that I found out is, yeah, even though my brain was a little bit on the fritz and stuff like that, and my memory was kind of having an issue at that time, that there was all this other stuff that was going on in my body because of the traumatic incident and how all of that kind of spiraled together and bound together.
Mm-hmm.
And like last year with all the weather changes, I mean, a weather change would come up and I would start getting these pains in my neck, which would trigger the traumatic events from the accidents. And then I would have to work through that. And if I wouldn't have went through this experience, I wouldn't have had that deep understanding and sympathy for what a person goes through when they have an accident like this.
Yeah.
And I think that's,
you know,
so needed.
Speaking about that, my craniosacral therapist, when I had that craniosacral work done, he explained to me how our bodies carry emotional trauma. And
mm-hmm.
so in your accident, like for me, I fell and I landed on the back of my head and the fall was so quick. Like, I don't really even remember actually falling, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but your body remembers every second of that fall. And so
right.
you have this emotional trauma, like at a subconscious level, you remember every bit of it. Same with like a car
mm-hmm.
accident or any other way that you could hurt yourself. And that emotional trauma, you know, that's what kind of triggers PTSD and that kind of stuff. And
right.
that's almost harder to work through than the physical component of it sometimes.
Right. Well, and the physical component, I mean, you always have to start with the physical component and start working from the bottom
yeah.
up. Because when you start to try to shift that emotional trauma, the physical body is going to bear the brunt of that burden and kind of go through that a little bit. But if you're able to actually strengthen the body a little bit, then you can actually start titrating out that emotional trauma much more efficiently. And then when you start titrating that out, you're able to start reorganizing the information flow around that traumatic experience. So this way, then the person can start seeing it from a different perspective or a different point of view. And then when they start doing that, then they can actually start, actually, from my experience, start actually healing from it and start moving past it and gaining the knowledge that they needed to from that particular incident.
Mm-hmm. You know, with me, when I would go to the chiropractor after my accident, laying on my back, and so I hit the left side of my head, and so whenever he would
mm-hmm.
turn my head to the left, I just my whole body tensed up and it just freaked me out.
Oh,
I knew he wasn't
yeah.
gonna hurt me. I knew,
right.
you know, like. And he was very well aware of what was happening to me, but it was, so
mm-hmm.
he actually started adjusting me sitting up, so
mm-hmm.
it didn't trigger it quite as deeply. It still triggered it a little bit, but not as bad. And I noticed,
right.
you know, every month that gets better and better, but it's like, oh man, like that stuff is just, it's just unbelievable what your body and your mind and how they connect and how that even like happens with that emotional trauma.
Yeah.
So Sean, share with us a little bit about what you did in your healing process. What are some of the therapies you did with yourself to recover from your concussions?
Yeah, well, obviously at first I started working with a chiropractor, and I've actually worked with, I think now, 6 different chiropractors, all of them specializing in different aspects of the spine or how to adjust it and stuff like that. I've also worked with cranial sacral and myofascial release practitioners. I've also done a lot of the color puncture and esogetics medicine work to help get the lymph system to move and to help heal the trauma of the spine, and also to help with the brain specifically, because in color puncture we have these fantastic brain rhythm therapies that help to remind the body what a correct brain rhythm is supposed to be. And so those have been very, very powerful for me. And then also in Ayurvedic medicine, worked, because after my accidents, I mean, there were so many traumas all at once that in Ayurveda, it basically threw off my vata, dosha. And so I was having the nerve pain, muscle spasms, twitching, fleeting thoughts, all the classic symptoms of a vata derangement. And so I learned about things, and this is actually before I started studying Ayurveda. I went to an Ayurvedic practitioner, and she had recommended ashwagandha, which is the most masculine herb in Ayurvedic medicine, and it translates from Sanskrit to English as being to bestow the strength of the horse. And it helps a person become stronger again, but also it's fantastic for nerve pain. And so that was something that I started incorporating into my life. And then I started learning more about Ayurvedic medicine and started changing my diet to pacify the vata dosha and bringing that down. So I started doing things like Abhyanga. Abhyanga is the self-oil massage before you take a shower. So basically the oil massage, you put this oil, and it can be either sesame oil or a specific medicated oil specifically for your dosha. I use specifically the ashwagandha bala oil. And you rub this into your body. And it's basically just this nice massage that you do every day. And it gives you the opportunity to show your entire body love while you're giving yourself a massage. And then you go and take a nice shower, and you're continuing to rub this in, and almost all of the oil actually soaks right into the skin. And so that also helped me to get stronger. It helped me to feel more grounded. It helped me to feel more mobile. It also gave me an opportunity to tune more into my body and see what was going on the physical side. Like, did I have this pain here? Okay, should I massage that a little bit more? Stuff like that. And then also I saw a classic homeopath, and she had recommended a specific homeopathic remedy for me to help with the C1 joint, and that was phenomenal. And then also right after the car accidents, I started using Tramiel because that's great for traumatic injuries right afterwards. And so for me, the strongest pain reliever that I ended up having to take was on occasion doing just one pill of ibuprofen every couple days. And that's when, you know, I didn't have an opportunity to take the homeopathic remedies and stuff like that, or the different herbal remedies, or like if there was a weather change, I would have to take the ibuprofen. And then eventually I ended up having to, because the nerve pain was getting a little bit stronger. And so then I started adding in Hypericum at 30°C into my regimen, because that's really good for, one, depression, but also, two, that nerve pain. So So those are a lot of what I did probably like for the first 2 years. And when shortly after my set of three car accidents, I was actually seeing a chiropractor twice a week, and then also seeing a massage or cranial sacral practitioner at least once a week. And that went on for, I want to say, about a year and a half, which was very, very tough because I'm also trying to see clients and run my business at the same
Right. I feel your pain on that. And
Yeah.
now, how many years out are you from your last accident?
My last accident, I want to say it's been about 3 years now, if I remember
Three.
correctly. So I think that was in 2013. It might have been 2012, my last car accident. So.
What, you don't remember? Just a typical TBI symptom. Damn memory. You said something when you were talking about, using your oils and to love your body. And that really struck me because just to love your body, love yourself, because I think so many survivors get really frustrated and, you're in so much. You're in physical pain, you're in emotional pain. Sometimes people withdraw from you. They don't know how to act around you. They say stupid things to you. And sometimes it's hard to remember to love yourself. And I think that loving yourself is so incredibly powerful in any form of recovery. And I'm glad that you said that because that's a really important piece, I think, in the healing process. Just
It
accepting where you're
is.
at.
And what I found in that is that by honoring your body and basically saying thank you for your body for helping to protect you,
Yeah,
even though
my
it's not doing the
gratitude.
greatest, and having gratitude towards it and honoring it as the vessel that it is, and it starts to want to do better for you. And it just helps to fill you with more light and a hope for the future that things will get better, and they are getting better.
Yes, so powerful. Just like I look at my accident, it very, very easily could have killed me. My doctors have told me, had you landed an inch this way or that way, you could have not even gotten back up. So yeah, absolutely. My skull did its job. And it could have been so much worse. So, just being grateful that your body did its job and that your body, that you are still living and breathing. That's so powerful. Well, Sean, we're down to just the last couple minutes here. Is there anything you didn't touch on that you wanted to talk about or anything that you want to reiterate? Words of
Not
wisdom?
within the time period. I could probably talk about this for hours or
I know,
days.
right?
But thank you so much for having me on and letting me share my story with your listeners. It's very appreciated. Thank you. And thank you for
Yes,
everything that you
and I
do.
thank you for coming. Yes. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I just when I fell, I was originally told I had a severe concussion. It wasn't until months later that, the term traumatic brain injury came into play, and I'd never even heard that term before. And so just really making the general public aware that a concussion is a pretty serious thing. I mean, a concussion is a brain injury, and just bringing that awareness out into the world. And your first car accident, you probably did have a small concussion and just didn't even know it. And then each additional impact just compounded what was already going on with you. So, yeah. So thank you so much, Sean, for being here. I really appreciate it. And I will get this podcast up on the website, and you can find out more about Sean there. And I just thank you all for taking the time to listen today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to visit facesoftbi.com to listen to previous podcasts and see some of our upcoming topics. And I hope that you'll join me again on Friday as I chat with Emily Fiocchi as we discuss how physical therapists use yoga to help in recovery. So again, I hope that you'll join me again next time. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for being a part of my journey. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day.